was awakened around 3 o'clock this morning. It's December 31st, 2025. I'm recording this to not forget. So in my dream or vision, people of great influence, people with power, people like a Supreme Court judge or a senator, are making votes. They're doing decisions involuntarily that support an agenda. They can't stop their mind or their will from doing something that they don't want to do in the vote. It's the control of the system. It's so powerful, you can't stop the will of the system. So I thought of Sean Ryan, and he had this Russian honeypot lady on who was dressed seductively, very seductive woman. And in the interview, she was talking about how she does her seductions. And she's saying when a man's alone at a bar, that's the easiest one, because if he was married and happy and all that, he wouldn't be alone at the bar in after he did his work. So you know it's a one-night stand, it's a piece of cake. And then she said something that I obviously don't agree with. Every man will do a one-night stand. Every man. It's like, no. I've never done one. That's her opinion. Now take that back to the garden. What did Satan, Lucifer, evil, do to Eve? Seduction. Overcame her will with a vision of the tree and wisdom. Whatever that seduction was, could have been sexual, could have been whatever. She could not not eat once she got that close. Now, if I'm in a room with a very powerful seductress and she's naked and she's doing stuff, probably gonna give in to the one-night stand because of my humanness, right? So you avoid the scene, you avoid the situation, locality matters. So I was talking to the family last night, the kids, about their phone. I said, we come to the table and two of the kids had their phone, and I addressed the issue in general. But before we ever got to the table, you decided to bring your phone. You don't know why, you just did it. You have an emotional connection to the phone that doesn't allow you to say no. That's the problem. That's the relationship. The relationship with the phone is emotional. It's a seduction. You have to have the ability to say no. This phone is my tool. Once again, I tell them that a lot. But it serves me. My phone serves me. I do not serve it. And in the last days, the mark of the beast, whatever that is, it doesn't matter if it could be a chip, it could be something that brings you to a place where you can't say no. Your vote, your will, you broke into the, you did stuff you didn't know. Now I think about Becca and what they did to her mind control. Then I think about Stranger Things and Chewie telling me it's all about wooing and mind control. They're telling us straight up to our faces what they're going to do. They're going to control the minds of men.